time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Helper City Mayor Lenise Peterman. And, you know, we just had a very successful 33rd annual light parade up there in Helper and big Christmas celebration like we always do. And there's some other things that are coming up and that we need to look forward to as well. Some more, you know, great things that are going to happen at the Rio Theater. We've got that. We're going to talk power in Helper City, and then we'll end up winding up talking about water. So, Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave, for having me.
So let's kick off right now. The way I always like to start these things, how are things going right now in Helper?
Things are moving along really in a positive way. We continue to gain momentum across the board and just super excited about the future of Helper.
And the first thing that we wanted to touch on just briefly is you did your 33rd annual light parade. I was up there for both nights of it. It seemed to go off without a hitch, as always.
Always. Mark Montoya and Brenda Dieter just do an excellent job. It's a pure volunteer, love of the community service that they provide, and the floats this year were amazing. They just did an outstanding job, and we really appreciate it.
And once again, they'll probably take January off and start in February for the 34th annual.
That's right. You got to take those breaks.
You got to get ready for that. So let's talk about some great things that are coming up for the Rio Theater. We do have, of course, Christmas Olla Vivaldi that is coming back. And then you were mentioning that you received a grant from Castleview Hospital. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Sure. So we're looking to finish building out some infrastructure needs at the Rio Theater to turn it into more of a turnkey environment. And we did this great walkthrough with Greg Cook, Jay Noyce, and they are just so supportive of the community and see the vision of what we're trying to do there and graciously have donated $10,000 towards that effort. And then the Helper Arts Alliance has weighed in as well with another $6,000, which basically gets us almost all the way done with the Rio. So we're super excited about both of those things and very appreciative of them.
And then once again, coming up on the 17th of December, it's Christmas Olla Vivaldi coming back this year as it was last year. And we spoke with Kenny Driggs of West Coast Show Support, and he's very psyched about this coming back again this year. It was a great performance last year.
You know, the most telling thing from last year that I remember is a Helper resident leaning over and saying, "I can't believe I'm in Helper listening to this caliber of a concert. This is amazing. Thank you."
And that's what he was saying, too, is that these musicians that come in are top-notch musicians, and it's always a lot of fun, and tickets are available. He said you can get them at the door or go on to the Rio Theater at eventbrite.com, and they're there as well. So head on out for that. And now let's talk about Helper City business, some things that we're needing to dig into, and this is one of those things that you've said was one of the top priorities of your, you know, election and you being a member and being a mayor of Helper is to do something with the power grid, and you're working towards that right now. So kind of take us through the steps that you have taken and what's to come.
Sure. So for the past really 5 years, I have been exploring how we can upgrade and update the power grid in Helper. And it's been quite an interesting journey to figure that out. The Utah State Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity opened up a new grant program, and we met in the summer months, and they said, "We think this is the program for you to kickstart your electrical grid analysis that EDA is looking for in order to fund those upgrades to the system." So I finally see the light at the end of the tunnel of figuring out how to fund some of these things. So we recently submitted a grant through the program that just opened up for the first time in October this year for approximately $400,000 to do that grid study, which will take 6 to 9 months. And then once we have that blueprint, we can then go to the federal government, to the EDA, and say, "Okay, we know what our deficits are. We know what we need to do. And can you help us get there?" And we'll phase it in is the anticipated plan once we see that analysis. And EDA is on board. They know we're working towards this. They know that we will probably be knocking on their door in another year once we finish the analysis. So I'm finally seeing movement on this effort, which has really been a conundrum for me personally to try to figure out how to bring that improvement to the community.
And what you said is they're going to come in and they'll do that study, and then you go to them with the study, and then you'll kind of, as you were saying, you kind of will have a list, or I suppose, you know, you never want to say this, but a hit list, so to speak, of this is the top priorities, and then kind of rank them in that way. Is that what you're kind of looking at doing?
Yes, we think a phased approach will be the most economical approach. And what we want to do is address the most pressing concerns in the grid right away. So that's going to help identify what those priorities are, what the approximate cost will be to, you know, basically bring them into the 20th century, and then, you know, kind of go from there. But then we'll begin to actually see real numbers, real projects, and can begin to take bites of the elephant, so to speak.
All right. So that'll be coming up within the next, maybe next spring?
That's what I'm hoping. I'm not even sure when they'll announce grant awards for this. But, you know, we're hoping by the spring we're actually moving into an analysis phase.
All right. And then the last thing we need to talk about, you can't talk about power without talking about water. So you were saying that is it the state or the federal government that has mandated this study of well, the pipes in people's homes?
Yes, it's a state requirement. They want to understand, you know, what the infrastructure is, basically home by home, for water distribution purposes. So we're a small community, and they obviously are. If you're less than 10,000 people, we will assist you in this effort. So we recently submitted a grant so that we can meet the state requirement, but the state is willing to help those communities where a request like this is just really out of reach for us.
So that will be something that we'll be looking forward to as well. So all kinds of things taken care of, the power, the water. You've got the arts taken care of at the Rio Theater, and we just need to put a bow on it right now as we're heading into the end of the year. And Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for, you know, always taking the time out to come in and talk to us throughout the year, and we appreciate it. And thank you so much once again, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well.
All right, we've been speaking with Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman about the goings-on up in Helper. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.